Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 9:06, so the 9 o'clock stretch is in progress. And your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Top stories, Rubio in Geneva. Can a peace agreement really be worked out between Ukraine and Russia? I think there is actually a possibility of at least a ceasefire. We'll see. In the meantime, though, I want to talk to the Lieutenant Governor, and he joins us right now on the Bob Rose Show. Lieutenant Governor Jay Collins, good morning, sir. How are you?
Bob, I'm doing well. How are you doing today?
I cannot complain. It's another day in paradise, short week for a lot of us. But you've got this Operation Senior Shield that was unveiled on Tuesday. Tell me about this program.
Yeah, you know, it's something that it came about from just actually talking to senior citizens and listening to our elder affairs team. You know, I was talking to Michelle Branham. She's our Secretary of Elder Affairs, and she said she's just getting overwhelmed with calls from senior citizens who are being scammed over and over and over. So we dug into it. And what we found is there's between $700 million and up every year lost to scams to our senior citizens in the state of Florida. That's ridiculous. That much money being lost. The average scam is something like $32,000 lost per senior citizen. We've heard stories of people losing $500,000, $750,000 plus in a single scam. So what we're trying to do with this is very simple. We took a very methodical approach to how we wanted to develop this, but that shield mindset is critical. It really is. You know, we stand between the criminals and our people. We preserve and protect what we care about. We care about our people. So we're going to protect them. What it does is multifaceted. We're going to educate them with updated scams. There's an opt-in registry. You can go to our website and do that. Sign up. It'll give you updates on all the current scams, all of the information, everything going on. It's pretty great there. The second thing is we're actually working with ethical white side hackers, which is interesting. So you have to understand how they work, how this information flows, where the assets go. What we're seeing a lot of times is people pull money out. It's being transferred into gold or into crypto, and then it's just gone.
Right.
And you can't really track it down unless you can track the online parameters thereof. So we're working with the hackers to help understand that, how it works, and what's going on. And then lastly, we developed a strike team, working with our, you know, certain sheriffs, certain law enforcement, certain investigators who specialize in this. We're trying to track down and bring to accountability people that do this here in our country. And absolutely, we'll find ways to target and deal with this stuff overseas however we can. Obviously, a little bit harder, a bit out of our jurisdiction, but you have to try to do hard things. In the end, these people felt ignored, Bob. They felt like no matter what went on, this just happened. You got to put an end to it.
Oh, yeah. No, it's extremely painful when the seniors get taken advantage of. And it's not like they, you know, they have the power to, you know, earn more income at that stage usually. Let me ask you this. What do you think the percentage is of domestic versus foreign on these scams in general?
You know, I think it's substantive both ways. I've seen such widely varied statistics in terms of that. Who knows? The bottom line is we've got to do the investigation. We've got to put time in. We've got to track these people down. If they're here stateside, we're absolutely going to do everything we can to find them, bring them to justice, and track down and, God willing, give people some of their money back or all their money back. But in the end, we've got to make them hard targets, give them the tools, give them awareness of what's going on so we can stop this from happening. You know, just in that audience, I was stunned by the amount of people that had already dealt with this themselves, how many had gone up, gone through this, their loved ones. And then an interesting thing occurred. This is actually broadening out to completely different people now. A lot more of this is happening with phone calls, with tech scams, and it's hitting people who maybe have technological ability and awareness, more so than some of our 65 and up. But it's hitting them in a different manner with a little bit different scam targeted to them. And that's, I think, going to be another continuation of this. Ultimately, we've got to give people information, and then we've got to track these people down and hold them accountable. If y'all want to sign up as a caregiver, as a senior, go to opseniorshieldfl.com. Again, that is opseniorshieldfl.com. And you can sign up there to get our free text alerts, all the information to keep you aware of what's going on. But we've got to make ourselves hard targets, not soft targets right now.
Switching gears, Alligator Alcatraz, what's the status now?
Everything's the same. It's open for business. We're doing what we have to do. You know, a lot of the left-line anti-immigrant, illegal immigration stuff was just what it always is, performative. You know, we are full steam ahead in terms of listening to the will of the American people, listening to the will of Floridians who want the illegal immigration problem dealt with. It's a math problem. It's simple.
What about court issues? I know there's been a stay here, and then you get another judge that comes up and wants it dismantled. How long before we get through all that rigmarole?
Well, I think the left is going to continue to play their games, and we're on the right side of the issue. The American people, Democrats, Republicans, and Independents, all feel the same way. This is something that we've got to deal with, we've got to work through, and we have to help get people who are here illegally back out of our state, out of our country, and back to where they came from. And I want to reiterate to people, you know, there are options right now where you can self-deport, go back, get money to pay, essentially pay for the trip, and then get back in line at the front of the line to do that legally. That's happening. We hear about this multiple times. Do the right thing, and you can come back and do this in a legal process, in a legal way. You know, that's a bigger discussion for later, how that works and everything. But in the end, that's a federal program being offered right now.
Let me throw one more at you before you go. You being a military guy and decorated, mm-hmm. and we totally are in awe and respect of that. What did you think about some of the Democrats coming out telling people not to follow illegal orders? Like, isn't that already covered under the military code?
Oh. Bob, what on earth are they doing? The level of stupidity that some of our Democratic electeds stoop to is astounding. It really is. I just don't understand how they lose focus on how our Constitution works, what our responsibilities are. Our people deserve better. You know, Ronald Reagan used to, we know he was called the great communicator, but he communicated great things. Let's just talk about how blessed we are to live here. Thanksgiving's coming up here. I wish the Dems would focus on how great our country is, how much more we can solve working together without all these far-left ideological socialistic mindsets that they want to, you know, push on the American people. Just stop the games. Nobody wants that crap. They want to keep winning. They want Florida and America to thrive under American values, not Eastern European nonsense or whatever bizarre ideological information they want to push on America. We deserve more. Better remember who we are.
Yeah, absolutely agree with that. And on that note, Lieutenant Governor Jay Collins, we wish you and your family a very nice, very safe, and wonderful Thanksgiving holiday.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Bob. I hope you all have a blessed holiday, and look forward to catching up soon, my friend.
All right. We will talk soon. Appreciate that. We're about 30 minutes away from things that make you smile, upbeat positive thoughts. We could all use that. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 9:21. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. I was just talking to Lieutenant Governor Jay Collins. If you missed it, remember, you never have to miss a minute of the show. Search for the Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button. You can catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcast. Just quickly, though, he was talking about Operation Senior Shield. Operation Senior Shield, and you can look that up, and there's information on how you can get involved and protect yourself from some of these scams that are coming up. And in the meantime, let's connect with on our Gainesville Chevrolet line here. Backyard Bob, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. Hey, about 3 years ago, I ran across this website, and basically, if you type in scammer scams of scammers, it walks you through, and he calls into these people. What they do is they send you an email that says you had a renewal on, like, Norton or something like that, and you call their number, and then they get you to go to an any desk where they take control of your computer. Now, while they do this, they already have a page set up of different banks, and they're in control of your computer now, walking you through getting a refund for the $400. They get you to enter the amount in on a refund application. Keep in mind, they have control of your screen.
Wow.
So as you type in the $400, they add a zero, and now they tell the person, oh, you accidentally did $4,000. You need to refund us the $3,600.
Oh,
I'm going to
wow.
get fired.
Wow.
I'm going to get fired, okay? And so they get you to log into your bank, but keep in mind they have control of your computer.
Mm.
So they already have a screen set up, and you see the screen that they generated of your bank, and it shows you had a deposit of $4,000. So now they get you to either go to Walmart and get debit cards and send them to them, or actually go to a Bitcoin machine and put in your cash and refund them that way. Because remember, they're going to get fired. They play on people's good nature. And if you go to Scammer Scams a Scam, I think is what it's... The guy's name is Pierogi, and he walks through, and there's countless videos of him doing this. He gets control of their computer. He calls them in acting like he's a consumer, and then he gets control of their computer at any desk, and he wipes their files clean.
Wow.
It's really interesting to watch. So his name is Pierogi. And if all you have to do is go to YouTube and type in scamming the scammer, I think is the exact words you use. And then you can go to his YouTube channel and watch countless videos.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is eye-opening how they do it. And if the people listening go there and watch this, they will understand how easy it really is.
No, thanks for all that information. And, folks will follow up on that. And it's just... Yeah, I mean, how confusing. They get you confused,
yep.
Then they scare you, or then they play on your heartstrings, like you said. Well, please, you've got to do this. I'm going to get fired. That never should go through that transaction. I mean, they're actors and actresses. And
some of these texts, because now it's text, it used to just be emails. They look real. I mean, they do a really good job of making them look real to bait you in.
Yeah,
scary.
Whenever you have a question about something, you can always call your local sheriff's office on a non-emergency number, ask them about scams. If you have a trusted adult, especially one that maybe is a little more savvy with the computer stuff and all that, you can reach out to them. But I would never do all those transactions and go through all that stuff. I'd say... Nah, you can send this to me in the mail. And then if they ask for my mailing address, I'm like, if you don't have my mailing address, you don't know me. Click.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So 1 in 100 times, maybe it is legit. Mm-hmm. And I get a bill. You're way overdue. I'm like, okay.
All right.
This one wasn't a scam or whatever. It just seems like that's all I ever get is bills, bills, bills. It seems like that's all I'm paying them. And then another one comes.
How's that happen, Bob?
I don't know.
Hmm.
I used to be blissfully ignorant of most of that stuff, but here I am.
Oh, man.
So I think it's a good thing what what the governor and lieutenant governor have done. And Elder Affairs. That's, if you've got a problem, that's who you're supposed to reach out to, Florida Department of Elder Affairs. Because we had somebody call in not too long ago, had some kind of, bad story, something they were being taken advantage of, couldn't get help.
Right.
And so that's the whole Department of Elder Affairs. And the secretary is Michelle Branham. So they had to actually form this whole other thing, this OSS, Operation Senior Shield, because of how bad the scams were getting.
That's a shame.
Well, yeah, they look, they get more sophisticated, they more trickery every time law enforcement adjusts and things, then they try to adjust for that. And it's just, I don't know. That's where you start to, you know, you lose a little faith in humanity. You need something to kind of to pick you up.
Yeah.
I don't have that pickup, though.
Oh, okay. I was really waiting for it.
No, it's, no, I got another downer.
Fortunately, you don't have time right this moment.
Now,
I
so
hope.
Stand by for a downer.
Okay. You've been warned.
I just want to make, by comparison, your life seem simple and less stressful than some of the stories I bring up.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And through that, you can gain a sense of peace and joy.
Wow. Had to go around the block for it, but it'd be worth it.
More pearls of wisdom that I will extol next on the Bob Rose Show, 97.3 The Sky. Say it with me. It's a short week. We'll get through it. We can do it. A few things we got to check off our list. We're going to be okay. Hide the sharp instruments.
My list keeps getting longer.
No drinking before noon.
I'm glad I don't drink.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, it'd take the edge off for a while, but overall, it's not good for you.
Yeah, probably not.
Nah. I wouldn't recommend it.
No.
If you've made it this long, without giving in to the devil's sauce, Greg,
absolutely,
you should just keep on going.
That's right.
You got no use for that. Uh-uh. Ain't got no time for that. Ain't nobody got no time for that.
Nobody.
Sometimes I make time for it, but it's not good for you.
No.
9:35 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and I just want to bang on the drum, but...
Not yet.
No. Nope. A gold pocket watch, once owned by an elderly couple who drowned on the RMS Titanic, it sold for the equivalent of $2.3 million.
Wow.
Setting a new record for memorabilia salvaged following the sinking of the ill-fated luxury liner. Auctioneer said it surpassed the previous record of a mere 1.56 million pounds set last year for a gold watch presented to the captain of the ship that rescued more than 700 survivors. Yep. It was an 18-carat Jules Jurgensen engraved watch. It was owned by first-class passenger Isidore Strauss. Now, you know Isidore's work if you don't know him by name.
Mm-hmm.
His tragic story with his wife Ida became one of the defining legends of the 1912 catastrophe, which killed 1,500 people. And the couple, they were portrayed in James Cameron's 1997 blockbuster film Titanic as the couple cradling each other as the Titanic goes down, because history says that's pretty much how it went. And they recovered the watch from his body, along with other items, and returned them to his family. His wife's body, however, was never found, which is not completely uncommon in the waters like that. But Strauss was a partner in Macy's.
Wow. So that's what adds the panache of who owned it.
He received the watch the same year he became co-owner of the department store in 1898. Now, eventually, he ended up purchasing the entire store with his brother.
Oh, wow. Had no idea.
So there you go. He was a Bavarian immigrant, and he served a brief term in the U.S. House of Representatives. So
interesting.
Yeah.
A little history there.
They made their way. The couple made their way that night to the lifeboats. Of course, they were inadequate and couldn't accommodate everybody.
Right.
So he reportedly refused a seat, insisted that he would not leave until all the younger men had departed, because I think most of the women were already on, let's say. And his wife, though, she declined to leave her husband.
Wow.
And they were
both
last
lost.
Seen sitting on the deck together as the ship was
how
about
tragic.
To go down. Yeah.
But what, you know, what an approach. I mean, I could see some older guys going, hey, you kids can swim. You're on your own. You know, I mean, but listen.
Don't go boating with Craig.
No, well, you know, I'm not as young as I used to be. But it's like, but no, he's like, he knows that his life is short at this point anyway in comparison. I mean, how giving was that to give them their future?
It's, I guess it's sort of more of like a manners, a decorum, a
yes.
sense of chivalry
yeah.
that was taken very, very seriously,
mm-hmm.
especially, I think, if you were a little bit more educated or business
right.
understanding and all that. So, yeah, they operated and behaved in a certain way, and mm-hmm. they would be, you know, you go, no, no,
wow.
you people need to. Which, you know, they may have thought for some reason that, you know, this thing wasn't really going to sink.
Right, right.
Because it was unsinkable.
Of course it was, until it did.
Yeah, there's so many, you know, so many stories
yeah.
intertwined and all that, and wonder what would have happened if some of these people would have lived,
mm-hmm.
you know, their families, how things changed, all that. It's just, it is, it's intriguing.
But imagine owning a piece of history like that. That's very cool.
I wish I had, you know, $2 million to
buy a watch.
Toss on a watch.
I mean, I know people that are into watches, and you know who you are, but a couple of mil, that's high end.
Yeah, I set my limit at 500.
Is that it? Okay.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Unless you're going to give it to me, then sky's
well,
the limit.
Yeah, then go for the good stuff.
Yeah.
Duh.
I do like watches, but
yeah.
no, I can't afford the really expensive ones. Maybe I can't afford them. I just prioritize.
Mm-hmm.
Think that things like boats and motorcycles and Jeeps are just a little bit more important.
Well, yeah, we got our priorities. Although that one looks, what's that?
Is that a Seiko?
Oh, okay, gotcha.
You thought it was a Rolex? I wish.
No. I just saw that the color. I thought maybe it was leak. I thought I saw a little oil leaking out of it there. So, but it's not the one I thought it was.
Oh wow! I know exactly what you're talking about, man. That one actually has a black band.
Does it? Okay.
Yeah, I haven't worn that in a while.
I know.
If it's still around.
Yeah.
Who knows?
It used to be a white band, but the
oil Well, you know,
stands.
Betsy will sell anything that I own in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I know. I've noticed that.
Like my sports car. Hell, for your 60th birthday, you should get yourself a sports car.
So I took him shopping. We found him a sports car.
And then I looked on Marketplace, and there was my car.
Yeah.
I mean, a couple of years have passed. But
yes, but still. I texted him with a picture of it. I'm like, well, looky here. This looks familiar. Looky.
Nah, we had talked about it a little bit, but there was no like final green light.
Uh-huh.
You know, you talk about something just to like
Yeah, it's still
put
like,
them
it's
off.
In the air. It's,
yeah, you put them off.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, I got to fix a couple things on it. I'm not ready to put it
and
on
then
for sale
it's
yet.
Listed, that's for sale.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I really do have to. If she broke the antenna. I mean, the antenna accidentally got broken
but
somehow.
It was broken already and you replaced it, right?
I did.
Okay.
They're fragile. And,
they are?
And I'm not talking about just the part that sticks out of the car.
Right.
You have to replace the bottom part.
The mount, right.
Because it broke at the yeah.
Yeah.
That's, yeah, I mean, I can do it.
But you don't want to do it again now.
No, it's limited space trying to, you know, dig up into that trunk and you got to move something else.
Yep.
Some kind of hydraulic thing that maybe makes the top go up and down.
Yeah, it's important.
I don't know. All right.
Just don't leave anything sitting around the house or she'll sell it on you.
This guy was arrested for cruelty to children. I don't even know that like as a charge. Like cruelty to animals.
Yeah.
But it's something else when it's children, I thought.
I know.
Georgia offensive lineman Nyler Daniels under arrest facing several charges. Authorities apprehended the redshirt freshman after he allegedly fled from officers in a chase that ended in Commerce, Georgia, not far from University of Georgia's home in Athens, of course. Daniels faces three felony charges, including two counts of second-degree cruelty to children, one count of fleeing or attempting to elude the a police officer. He also faces more minor charges, such as driving through stop signs and reckless driving. Officers began pursuing Daniels after he allegedly blew through a stop sign at over 100 miles an hour.
Wow.
And usually where there's stop signs, the speed limits aren't like 70. They're usually substantially lower.
So it's not like he was just a little over.
Right.
Yeah.
Daniels' mother reportedly interfered with the officer's pursuit, and authorities did not apprehend him until later when a Georgia coach brought him in to surrender to police.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
The player's mother is also facing charges including speeding, running a stop sign, obstruction, fleeing, failure to maintain lane, reckless driving. But I still don't know what he did to the kids.
Were they in the car or were they on in the that was what I would have thought just been hearing you say it.
Mm.
Or were they at the intersections or something? So,
yeah.
The cruelty, I would think they were in the car.
Yeah.
So.
But it doesn't really spell that out.
I think you're right. It's odd. using the word cruelty, you would think like endangerment.
Yes.
If they were they in the car. Potentially could get hurt, but maybe being Georgia, they do it different up there. You know, things are different in Georgia, Bob.
Yeah, the gas is cheaper. I know that.
Yes, it is.
And they got mountains.
Yes, they do. I don't think those two things have a correlation, but yeah, you're right on both points.
Well, you usually need to make sure you fill up before you start driving through the mountains.
Oh, I don't like driving through the mountains, quite frankly.
What?
No, I don't anymore. Mm-mm.
When I the conversion van was the only thing I didn't like driving through the mountains.
No, wouldn't like that.
That was the first time I ever got car sick when I'm driving. Like, how do you do that?
Yeah.
I did. I got, like, nauseous.
The last
weird.
Time coming back from seeing some of Jen's family in Asheville,
mm-hmm.
some of those mountain roads on the way out.
Well, I was near Black Mountain. You've been there, yeah, right?
Yes. That's okay. Yes. And I just not thrilled with it.
No. No. It was a nice place that we rented mm-hmm. up there. But, yeah, it was I guess the way it turned and twisted a certain way, I did not like it.
Yeah.
Usually I'm pretty good about that.
Well, that whole potential, you know, falling off a mountain is never a good thing.
All right. Give me a cheer, Greg. Can you do it?
Well, you mean like, hey, B-O-B is Bob.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Kind of thing. Rah,
Bob. Yeah, okay.
No, you're not going to make it.
I'm a terrible cheerleader. I don't look good in the skirt. I like a nice cap.
Well, you never know. I mean, you probably haven't worn a skirt in a while.
Yeah.
And what goes on behind closed doors? The NFL's first transgender cheerleader, Justin Lindsay.
Oh, we did a story on this guy.
Claims he was fired by the Carolina Panthers just because he is a trans person.
Does he think that somehow nobody had noticed? Let's say, you know, the equipment manager probably would have noticed that things were different. So this is not a surprise to anybody. And
I don't think you have to actually technically be an equipment manager to notice different equipment on different
No, but
people.
I was just going for the expert, you know, analysis.
Oh, I see
there.
What you're saying, yeah.
But I would think that everybody else probably knew that as well, since he, you know, was famous for being the first one.
I was cut because I'm trans, Lindsay claimed in an Instagram live video. I don't want to hear nobody, and maybe he got fired for, you know, poor use of the English language.
Well, that's a good reason there.
I don't want to hear nobody saying she didn't want to come back. Why the heck would I not want to come back to an organization that I've been a part of for 3 years? Lindsay says he was devastated, stung, and hurt by the firing, but is not necessarily attacking the Panthers. I love them. I appreciate everything they've done for me. Lindsay joined the Top Cats cheer squad in 2022. And spent 3 seasons with them. But earlier this year, the cheerleader and trans trendsetter said that he would not be returning next season. Well, if he said he wasn't coming back, then, sounds like he.
Yeah.
He said, I'm happy because I was able to break down that door and tell people, hey, we are not just sexual beings. We are actual human beings who want to better ourselves. I felt like, why not tell the world, hey, listen, this is a great accomplishment. But apparently he said he wasn't ready to step out of the spotlight. Now he's preparing to run for the global transgender pageant, Miss International Queen, and also preparing a documentary about his life in the NFL. Well,
okay.
More power to you.
Yeah, you go, girl, or whatever.
And in being in a pageant with other transgenders, that's perfect.
See, find your own place.
Right.
That's right. Don't compete against the others. Find your own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Find your own niche.
Or whatever you
niche.
Call it. Yeah.
Your own niche.
You're smiling, Bob.
I know, and that's what we need is things that make you smile. So if you can top that, things that make you smile. Brought to you by my dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. Call in now, 877-975-9825. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and this segment is called Things That Make You Smile. This is when you call in and give us something upbeat and positive, despite all the things that may be going on around you. You got to count your blessings kind of a moment that you share with us. And our number is 877 775-9825. And remember, Things That Make You Smile is brought to you by My Dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. So, Greg,
yep.
What's making you smile?
Well, I know weather seems generic, but I am thankful for the weather that we're going to be in that come Thanksgiving Day, those low 70s, which is just perfect. It's not too warm. Maybe you got a little breeze, little sun. I guess we got a front coming through Thursday or something. But for the last several years, for both Thanksgiving and I think Christmas, too, we've been able to eat outside, which is really nice. Doesn't mess up the house as much. That makes me smile. So it's kind of nice.
All right. Sounds good to me. Yeah. We're going to get a little front. It's going to be like come and gone in a day, basically. We got 80s the next couple of days. And then on Thanksgiving Day, yeah, I think the high's around 71 or 2, depending on where you're at. That sounds pretty darn nice, especially if the sun is shining. I love that. And let's go to Steve. What's making you smile?
I just got a $5,000 check because I was able to, because my cell carrier put a little window up there that you can hit and record calls. I've been getting these, everybody gets killed by these robocalls, and I finally was able to get 5 calls recorded from the same company that I asked them to take off my do not call list. And I went through the state of Florida and got $5,000 from that company.
Woo. That's man. A law. And he was able to do that.
Nice.
Smart thinking. Good for you.
Yeah,
you deserve,
man,
every penny of it.
Everybody in the family is expecting something good for Christmas now.
That's true. Cat's out of the bag.
They're going to be smiling. Oh, yeah. That's and Greg on the Bob Rose Show.
Just, wow. Yeah. And that's apple fritters and Boston creams.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, don't go away. We're not done yet. We've got the Smoking Gun, and it's a good one. Next, the Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for the Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. A Manhattan-based psychotherapist. Okay, he was on, apparently, on Fox News, and he was talking about his practice and patients he had seen, not individuals because you can't do that,
right,
but just in general, who are experiencing Trump derangement syndrome.
Ooh.
He talked about it on the air.
Yeah.
And then now he's received dozens of hate messages, death threats,
wow,
stuff like that. I wonder what they're saying, like, I'm not deranged, you son of a... How can you say that on the air? You know?
Oh.
Which... You know, you look at it, and it only proves one thing. Trump derangement syndrome is real.
Yes.
And that is your Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg, I'm Bob. Have yourself a great, safe day. See ya.